Have you heard Alex Belfield on Capital Gold?
How can you help me then? Because I am a fatty and I need to lose weight.
Not?
You haven't seen me without my clothes on. What are you doing this morning?
Baking up some buns and rolls and God knows what else.
Oh, you're down in the bakery?
Oh, yes, mate, at the Hilltop.
You wouldn't tell me how you put the holes in the donuts, would you?
Yes, it's a little squeezy thing.
Oh, is it? Yes, that's what all the ladies say.
Alex Belfield. Disneyland have opened a brand new resort in China, and I think that's lovely because I love Disneyland. They've got Disneyland Paris, of course, and Disneyland Florida, and now they've opened Disneyland China, which is fantastic because you get two for one there. Oh, yes, you see, in Disneyland China, not only is Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck in the theme park, they're also in the cafeteria on the menu.
What I want to ask you is your time in Queen in the 80s and what it must have been like to be the biggest star in the world, in the biggest group in the world, and to have any lady you want. What is that feeling like? Because that's the emotion I want to talk about.
That's such a hilarious question. I mean, any lady you want, what a load of crap. I could give you a list of the ones I wanted, and I never got any of them.
Alex Belfield.
Oh, yeah, mate, you're right. I'm really good, and
has anybody ever said you look a bit like John Motson?
Now, I don't know whether that's an insult or not.
No,
really.
It's not. He's a strikingly good-looking fella, I think.
There's an old gag about that, wasn't there, in the potatoes?
No, no.
The daughter potato who wanted to get married, and she got married to King Edward.
Right.
And then there was the other daughter that wanted to get married to John Motson.
Right.
She can't marry him. He's a commentator.
Alex Belfield.
I think the missing word is don't get drunk.
Don't get drunk. That's don't get drunk. That's three words.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I've got it wrong.
Yeah, love. Go and sit down. Take the weight off your brains and come back to me, love.
Sorry, darling.
Don't you worry, love. Don't worry. I blame Care in the Community myself.
I love your show anyway.
Well, I love you, and that's all that matters.
Thank you.
See you later. Ta-ra,
love.
Bye-bye. BBC Three Counties Radio have launched a brand new radio show for gypsies. It's a two-hour show, and it starts on Friday night at 7. Next week, it moves to Tuesday at 4, and the following week, it'll be on Sunday at 10.
Sad news in the papers today. A pizza delivery man from Derby has been fired after taking 3 hours to deliver a pizza just 2 minutes away to a massage parlour. The pizza boss said he had no choice but to fire him. He knew what he was up to. Oh, come on, you can't blame the delivery boy. If you're sent round to a massage parlour with a 14-inch meaty Mexican with a crusty bottom, how long do you think it's going to take? Capital Gold.
This is how bonkers this country's become. Plastic surgeons are now giving out loyalty cards for plastic surgery. I tried liposuction once, you know.
Lovely.
I ruined 3 Hoovers, actually, to be honest with you. But this is what they're saying now. They're saying that it's like going to the hairdressers.
Can you imagine?
I'll have a bit off this side, please. I'll have a bit off that side and leave the parting in the middle.
Alex Belfield. Do forgive me if I seem a little upset today. I'm still getting over the stress of hearing that David Blunkett's left the Labour Party as a minister. He's apparently, though, quite happy about it because he's going to take some time off and follow some leisure pursuits. He's apparently going to go walking through the Yorkshire Dales. He's going to go hill climbing through the Hobbocks. And he's apparently going to take up bungee jumping. Must be very liberating for Blunkett to go bungee jumping. Mind you, I do feel sorry for his dog. Alex Belfield. Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. and Saturday breakfast from 6 on Capital Gold.